Trump delivers message to March for Life, every child is a gift from God. By Nick Gilbertson on January 23, 2026. Washington, President Donald Trump delivered a video message to those participating in the 53rd March for Life, declaring, "The work to rebuild a culture that supports life continues." Trump's address to the crowd, played on a large video board, was met with cheers. In 2026, as we celebrate 250 years since our founding fathers recognized the right to life in our Declaration of Independence, I want to thank every single one of you who is out on this winter day. A beautiful day, but it's winter nevertheless. To stand up for the unborn, the president said. 6 years ago, I was proud to be the first president in history to attend this march in person. Since then, we have made unprecedented strides to protect innocent life and support the institution of the family like never before, he added. Trump pointed to the Supreme Court's decision in the 2022 Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization case, which overturned the long-standing Roe v. Wade decision and made abortion a state's rights issue. The decision was made possible by Trump's appointment of three judges during his first term. In my first term, I was honored to appoint judges and justices who believed in interpreting the Constitution as written. That was a big deal, and because of that, the pro-life movement won the greatest victory in its history, he said. Now the work to rebuild a culture that supports life continues in every state, every community, and every part of our beautiful land. This is a battle that must be fought, must be won, not only in the corridors of power, but above all, in the hearts and souls of the people, he added. The president then noted the steps his administration is taking in support of faith, families, and foster children. Under the Trump administration, we're strongly defending religious liberty. We're bringing back faith in America. We're bringing back God. We have stopped forced taxpayer funding of abortion at home and abroad, he said. We're championing faith-based adoption and foster care and supporting our parents by investing $1,000 into an account that will grow over time for every newborn baby, he added, referring to the Trump accounts made possible in the One Big Beautiful Bill. Americans born between 2025 and 2028 are eligible for a $1,000 seed investment from the U.S. Treasury under the initiative. With your help and support, we will continue to fight at the eternal truth that every child is a gift from God. Thank you, and God bless America, the president concluded. The address followed Trump's statement regarding National Sanctity of Human Life Day, 2026, which came hours earlier, reading in part. Today, we uphold the eternal truth that every human being is created in the holy image and likeness of God, blessed with infinite worth and boundless potential. We celebrate the heroic leaders, parents, students, and everyday citizens, including those gathering for the March for Life in Washington, D.C. this weekend, who have courageously advocated for the most vulnerable and stood up for those who cannot stand up for themselves. As president, I pledge to always be a voice for the voiceless and to never tire in fighting to protect the intrinsic dignity of every child, born and unborn. Today, I call on the American people to join me in honoring the dignity of every human life, including those not yet born, to continue to care for women in unexpected pregnancies, and to support adoption and foster care in a more meaningful way so every child can have a loving home. Finally, I ask every citizen of this great nation to listen to the sound of silence caused by a generation lost to us and then to raise their voices for all affected by abortion, both seen and unseen. Vice President J.D. Vance and House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, both delivered remarks at the event.